Getting Erev Shabbos, everybody. Welcome back. It's Friday. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Welcome back. Shabbos. So happy and honored to have you with us as we turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our sponsors, dear friends Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, as a special chai rivka of Tzipora Fredel, and in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi ben David Aryeh. Thank you to the Fishmans, and thank you to all of you. Let's go, everybody. It's time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is coming. Shabbos. All right, let us get started. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. First of all, today is the last day of our two-week global campaign, and we are almost there. $3,000 short of $100,000 if you've not yet joined, if you've not yet given, if you benefit, if you enjoy, if you read, if you listen, if you watch, if you identify with the values of the Bokerton Synagogue, please simply press donate, brsonline.org/global, brsonline.org/global. Do it in honor, do it in memory. Help Rabbi Brody or Rabbi Moskowitz in their race. They're tied, basically dead even, who will come in first. We thank you for your partnership. We thank you for your friendship. We thank you for your support. We thank you for being here to help turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. We are learning this beautiful piece by Rav Itcher Meir Morgenstern and his wonderful Sefer Bayam Derachacha, which has not yet come out on Shabbos, but we have a preview pamphlet, and he's describing what Friday is supposed to be like. And he quotes the Arizal. I shared this in our WhatsApp group this morning. Kosev Arizal, kama mina achanas yesh be'erev Shabbos atzorach Shabbos im b'machshava im b'dibur im b'maisa. When it comes to the world of preparing for Shabbos, we tend to relegate it simply to the world of action. We tend to think of shopping and cooking and setting the table, of preparing and showering and getting dressed, of lighting candles. It's all about in the world of action. But Rav Itcher Meir is reminding us, or actually the Arizal, the great Kabbalist, the great mystic, is reminding us that we prepare not only with our actions, but we prepare with our intent, with our mindfulness, with our consciousness and conscientiousness, with our machshava. What are we thinking about? We are where our thoughts are, not only where our actions and the results. We're not only what we do, but we are where we think and what we think about. And b'dibor, what do we speak about? What takes up our conversation? How do we connect with others? Dibur is the means of connection. It's what takes the spirit, it's what takes the neshama inside of us, and it makes it something that's able to connect and build bridges to another. And so, the question is, what do we speak about? Inyan ha-machshava kar nizbor la'el. And when it comes to the issue of machshava, he says we spoke about, we're going to come to it, we're working actually backwards here. Shayom shishi toli b'machshava. Friday is all about thought and mindfulness and being present. V'zel tzorach ha-neshama. The world of thought is the world of the soul, the world of the spirit. B'yom shishi tzorach lasak b'machshavas kedoshos. That on Friday, I don't engage in narishkeit. As my mind, as my head, as my soul is beginning to transition to the holiness and the sanctity of Shabbos, I'm not engaged in the narishkeit of the week. I don't care which actor, which actress, I don't care about the news from Hollywood, I don't care about the things that consume others. I'm extracting myself, I'm lifting myself up, I'm climbing higher. I'm challenging myself not only to live for happiness, but to live for holiness. I'm trying to engage eternity. I'm trying to have a taste of the world to come. I want to walk through that window of Me'ein Olam Haba. And it's not going to happen out of nowhere. I can't rush into it. And I can't come into it fragmented and scattered and divided. You have to be ready. You have to be prepared in Kedusha B'liachana. There is no sanctity without preparation. The preparation is my thoughts. What do we think about when we wake up Friday morning? Is TGIF, thank God it's Friday, thank God I can crash and escape and pass out? Or thank God I can connect and elevate and be enriched and transformed? Thank God, not only will I disconnect, but why am I disconnecting? Because I want to reconnect. There isn't a neutral in-between. It's not that I disconnect and then I can just lay fallow. I'm disconnecting in order to connect and reconnect to what matters most, and that happens in the world of machshava. So the means, the manifestation, of course, is the world of action. If I don't shop and I don't cook and I don't set the table and I don't prepare, then I'm going to go hungry. If I don't make the bed, I have nowhere to sleep. If I don't put in the effort, then I can't reap the results and the benefit. That's the world of action. But if I want the results, not only of the world of action, if I want the results of putting in my effort. I want the results of being transformed and enriched. It has to happen in the world of Machshava. And so a person has to be mindful and regulate their thoughts on a Friday, on Erev Shabbos. Now you have to on Sunday through Thursday as well, Shabbos through Thursday as well. It's not that you let your mind wander or let the extraneous thoughts or let the harmful or corrupting thoughts enter the other days of the week. Of course, we should attempt and try our hardest to be mindful all week long, but Friday in particular, a mindfulness that it's not Friday. In the world of Dibur, in the world of speech, we can transform Friday by not calling it Friday. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go into the bank and you say, the check, I got to write it. What day is it? Oh, it's Erev Shabbos. They won't know what you're talking about. I'm not suggesting that if you work in an environment that they're not familiar with the concept of Erev Shabbos, you start calling it Erev Shabbos. That won't go well. What I am suggesting is that when we speak among ourselves and among people in a community who are comfortable and familiar with the term Erev Shabbos, that it's not in our vocabulary Friday. It's simply not in our vocabulary. I don't know what Friday is. I only know Erev Shabbos. I don't know what Saturday night is. I only know Motzei Shabbos. So I'm not having lunch or coffee with you on Friday. I'm meeting you on Erev Shabbos. I'm not checking in or making my phone calls on Friday. I do it on Erev Shabbos. And we're not going out, or I don't have that event or that speaker on Saturday night. I have it on Motzei Shabbos. In the world of Dibur, in the world of our speech, we create a reality based on what we speak about, based on what we think about. So it doesn't only manifest itself in the world of action. That we're pretty good at. Shomer Shabbos Jews, Jews who observe Shabbos, we're pretty good at cooking and cleaning and setting the table. But what about what happens internally? What's going on inside our heart, inside our mind, inside our soul? Are we living in Shabbos? Is Shabbos living in us, in those arenas, in those realms? Or are we just going through the motions? Do we arrive at Shabbos to pass out and to collapse? One of my favorite Rabbi Pesach Kron stories. He tells about the Ganenet. He tells about the woman who ran the Cheder. He talks about the woman who runs the preschool. And it's a Shabbos Abba, Shabbos Ima. Every Friday, every kid knows. They take turns. They rotate. Who's the Shabbos Abba? Who's Shabbos Abba? And who's the Shabbos Ima? So it's one particular boy's turn, and he comes to school dressed in his big day Shabbos and his Shabbos clothing. He's been counting down, couldn't sleep all night. So excited to be the Shabbos Abba. So he sits at the head of the table, pre-Corona times, when there were Shabbos parties in school. And the Ganenet, the teacher, the Mora, pours the cup of grape juice for the Shabbos Abba to make the Kiddush. And he lifts the cup, and she says, go. And she's waiting for him to make the bracha, but and she's taught this young kindergarten preschool kid who is the Shabbos Abba. But before he makes the bracha, he lifts the cup and he says, oh, am I so tired, I can't wait to go to sleep. And Rabbi Pesach Kron quotes her as telling the story, that's what this young child heard from his father. He thinks it's part of the Nusach of Kiddush. He thinks that the beginning of Kiddush is not Vayera Vayiboker. He thinks that the precursor, the prelude to Kiddush is to say, oh, am I tired? Thank God for Shabbos. Let's get out as quickly as possible and go to sleep. That's not what Shabbos is. We're not disconnecting to go to sleep. We're disconnecting to connect. But that takes place internally, inside our heart and our mind, inside our soul. It takes place in the world of Machshava. And Friday is that transition. Friday is when we're making our way from a world of illusion to a world of truth, from the here and now to the eternality, from this world to a taste of the world to come. It's what we think about from when we wake up Friday morning. It's what we say to others. It's Erev Shabbos, it's not Friday. And therefore, I'm starting to think about what my Shabbos will look like, what I'll be getting relief from, how to slow down the pace, how to disconnect. There are Chatzos Erev Shabbos Jews. I once gave a Shabbos Shuva drusha about Shabbos and talked about the movement, the campaign of the Chatzos Erev Shabbos Jews who are done with work by Chatzos, who are done preparing for Shabbos and the table set and everything's cooked by Chatzos by midday on Friday. That if a person is ready by midday on Friday, then Friday is not Friday, it's Erev Shabbos. The rest of Friday, what does it look like? You're finding the right story, you're finding the right Dvar Torah, you're moving slowly, you're connecting, you're making the phone calls to the people, to the family, to the friends that matter the most. You're changing that day of the week. It's not just Shabbos that we long for, it's Erev Shabbos. Yom Shishi Lasos B'machshavas Kedushos HaShayachos L'Nyan Neshama U'L'Oreh B'Liba Machshava Shel Ish HaHishtokikos L'Hashem Yisbarach. We're trying to turn up the flame. All week long, the pilot light is on, but all week long, the flame can't burn. It's going to burn out. But comes Friday, we're not only raising the flame in order to cook the chalent and the chicken soup, we're raising the flame in order to cook our soul, in order to get cooking for Shabbos. You got to raise the flame. But to raise the flame doesn't happen on your stove. And even if you have a smart stove, it doesn't happen on your phone app. Raising the flame of your neshama happens in your heart and your soul. It happens by disconnecting from the wrong thoughts and connecting to the right ones. Disconnecting from the wrong pace of life and connecting to the right pace. The fire of longing and yearning for God. We're trying to nullify the nonsense, and we're trying to nullify ourselves into combining with Hashem, into recognizing that our entire life is all about connecting to Him. That's how we get to this notion. He writes, our mind is scattered all week long. We can't think straight. We're divided, we're fragmented, noise, buzzing, beeping, a million platforms, messages are coming in. Friday, slow down. Friday, you begin that transition to that life and that world of truth. And you begin to cling more and more to God. Get out of the world of lies, get out of the world of counterfeit, get out of the world of distortions, and get into a world of truth, a world of truth of what matters. And Friday is designated. Friday is pregnant with possibility. I just did it myself. It's not Friday. Erev Shabbos is pregnant with possibility. Erev Shabbos is designated. It is auspicious. It is predisposed. And every other fancy word you know for the ability to transform and elevate ourselves for Shabbos. So my holy brothers and sisters, my holy Erev Shabbos Jews, part of Erev Shabbos, when you light the candles, you're supposed to give a little tzedakah. And so I invite you to give a little tzedakah even before you light the candles today by going on brsonline.org/global, helping us complete our campaign. You want to give me a beautiful, restful, tranquil Shabbos to go into Shabbos knowing that we're done disconnecting from this campaign and you don't have to see this icon or image or website anymore and we can move on from it, then the way is to help me. Go on, brsonline.org/global, brsonline.org/global. If you've not yet done your part, do it right now. Help us complete. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to our channel. We welcome it. You'll be notified every time we go live to be able to learn together. But until then, come Shabbos Kodesh. Come Shabbos Kodesh. Here comes the siren. Get ready for Shabbos. Get ready to light candles. Get ready for Shabbos. Get ready to give. brsonline.org/global. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy, everybody. Have a holy, holy Shabbos.